After school, Richard and I go to the ghost mansion, Godfrey said to Stefan. We wanted to go to the haunted house, but sadly there is none by our house. I live in the small town of Deesville. Hopefully the ghost mansion will frighten our spirit. This Halloween is going to be above and beyond all Halloweens possible. Yes, there's only 2 hours till midnight, Godfrey exclaimed. I know. Let's get ready for a horrifying night, Richard mischievously said. They both get ready and their sister has to come with them. She's 9 years old. Richard and Godfrey have an evil plan for their sister. Richard usually calls Godfrey Brogod. Brogod, are you ready? Yeah, I'm coming, Godfrey shouts. Megan, come down. We're leaving in 5 minutes. Okay, coming, Megan shouts back. Megan's facial expression showed everyone that she was frightened. We knew that she really didn't want to leave the town of Deesville. We all left the house an hour before midnight. Are we really going to do this? Whispered Megan. Maybe you shouldn't go, answered Godfrey. I'm not afraid of anything happening in the old mansion, replied Megan. While in the car, we all peered through the window to find the old mansion. Seeing the mansion was like watching a movie. All of us stared in awe. Godfrey, Richard, and Megan left the car slowly like a snail, as if they regretted their decision to go to the old mansion. Why didn't Stefan come? Richard questioned. He was scared, stated Godfrey. On the other side of the story, I was ready for the fright. I raced them to the house.
Whoosh! Slammed the gigantic metal front door. Megan screamed in terror. Richard starts walking deeper and deeper into the ghost mansion. Did you see that, Godfrey? Someone just ran across the room. Megan took a step. The floor caved in. Richard has extremely long arms, so he reached out. He felt something wet and gushy. It's a brain, Richard stated. Now Megan was crying. I want to get out of here, Megan stated. No, we're staying in here until every single one of us is shivering, I explained. Everybody was hearing voices and noises. Megan started to run around the mansion like a maniac. Then all of a sudden, crack! She ran through an open window. As Godfrey went over to the window, it slammed right in his face. It's time to get out of here, Rich commanded. But we haven't scared Megan yet, Godfrey stated. Megan's probably dead, Rich stated sadly. All of a sudden, the house went extremely cold. Every single one of the noises faded away. This is really scary, Richard said nervously. All of a sudden, a glass chandelier fell to the ground and shattered. Ah, what was that?